Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 6th May 2021. Top stories for today. The Kuala Lumpur High Court today ruled that Dato' Sri Najib Razak's money laundering trial involving 27 million ringgit is now scheduled to start this August instead of July. One of Najib's lawyers, Nur Shahira Hanapia, said that the court had vacated the July trial dates and maintained the August trial dates for the case. The COVID-19 Vaccine Supply Access Guarantee Special Committee, JKJAV, says recipients of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine who were given dates earlier than the recommended 12 weeks between doses for their second jab will have their appointments rescheduled. JKJAV says it will provide a new date for their second appointment soon. The Malacca Sessions Court today charged Lu Mei Lin with 19 counts of money laundering amounting to almost 1 million ringgit 7 years ago. Lu, a single mother, pleaded not guilty to the charges, was allowed a bail of 50,000 ringgit and also ordered to report to the nearest police station every month and not to intimidate witnesses. On the international front, Facebook Inc.'s oversight board upheld the company's suspension of former US President Donald Trump. The report says the board's ruling gives Facebook 6 months to specify how long the ban on Trump will continue. The board created by Facebook to rule on a small slice of its content decisions said that the company was right to ban Trump following the January 6 storming of the US Capitol by Trump supporters. President Joe Biden announced his support for waiving intellectual property rights for coronavirus vaccines following pressure from Democratic lawmakers and more than 100 other countries to temporarily suspend patent provisions in the face of the public health crisis. But this is angering pharmaceutical companies. The move sought by developing nations would allow other countries to manufacture vaccines from Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer and Moderna without fear of sanctions at the World Trade Organization. Meanwhile, Brazil President Jair Bolsonaro said that Biden will soon send doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to the South American country, which has recorded the world's second deadliest coronavirus outbreak. And India records more than 410,000 new COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours. With the daily death toll nearing 4,000, a second wave of infections swamps the health system and spreads from cities into the countryside. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.